Hey, how y'all doing? You know, it was a great game for us. You know, great memories in the dome. You know, and it was a great way to go out with a win for us this year and just get ready in the off season. So, you know, we got the win, so we hope that there's a lot of motivation for next year.
You can smile about it now, but opening kickoff.
I don't want to talk about that, but I was getting a little too happy. You know, I was ready to break a record or something. You know, they did a good job, you know. So they see me on the other side, and they kicked the ball, and Chase got it, and I just told him just to take a knee.
In your 7 games here, do you have a favorite?
Probably today, you know, coming out with a win. You know, they finna blow it up or whatever they're going to do with it, you know. And, you know, this is a great memory for us, you know, lead the dome with a win. You know, it couldn't be no better.
Thanks for the 50-yard run. That looked like it was
kind of
designed to be a pass, right?
Yeah, just like last time we was in the dome, you know, it's supposed to have been a pass, but in my mindset, you know, I seen Greg cover that first, then I was thinking about just running. Then, you know, he got open, and I told him when I scored, I was like, oh, sorry, man, you know, I seen you get open at the end, but my mindset was already ready to run.
You give me a hard time about that?
Nah, man, he tell me all the time, man, you was a special player, man, you know, you can't take that out of you, man. He said, just keep doing you, man, you're going to make plays, just do what you do best.
Do you wonder what you can do if you're a bigger part of the offense next year?
You know, you really can't think about it like that. You know, Coach Musgrave, you know, he's doing a good job, you know, putting me in the offense. You know, it don't matter if it was late in the season, you know. And so I really can't say what I could have did in the first beginning of the season. You know, I could have probably got hurt or, you know, don't know. So I don't even think about it like that.
How does the body feel now after your first
game? Oh, man, I'm still young right now. You know, the body feeling good, man. No injuries or nothing. So the body feeling great. I really don't want to play outside, man. You know, it's kind of cold up here in Minnesota. You know, my family came up today, this weekend. You know, they say they probably ain't going to come back because it's too cold out here. So, no playing outside, man. I wish it wasn't true, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do. This is my job now. I can't say no.
Did you enjoy your first year of doing this for a living? Because it seemed like as the year went on, you get more comfortable, start having more fun with it as the year goes on?
You got to enjoy your job, man. You know, I'm a guy, I like to have fun. You know, I'm always happy. You probably would never see me down or let something bad happen. So, you know, I enjoyed my first year, man. You know, it was great memories here, you know, dome. And, you know, couldn't do it without the fans, behind our back 100%. And, you know, each game, you know, I'm enjoying it. You know, I'm always smiling, just trying to make plays and just try to help my team out.
What's your biggest priority this offseason to get better, come back year two?
Biggest priority is do the right thing, man. Don't get in trouble, you know. We got a lot of time off, you know. Some guys, you know, they get in trouble sometimes, you know. But, you know, I just like to keep my head clean, man. Just make sure I keep hanging with Greg and Jay Wright and Jerome Sims and hang with those guys, and I know they're going to keep my head clean.
How many touchdowns this year when you started the season, how many do you think you could get?
I really don't, man. You know, that's God, man. You know, I couldn't do it without the grace of God, you know. I'm a praying guy, you know. I like to pray, and you know, it happened. 9 touchdowns, you know. Wish it could have been more. Wish it could have broke some more records. But, you know, I go with 9 touchdowns this year.
A lot of uncertainty with the coaching staff. What's Coach Frazier meant to you?
Say that again.
Just uncertainty with the coaching staff. What has Coach Frazier meant to you?
Oh, man. Coach Frazier, man, he's an amazing guy, man. On and off the field, you know. Every time I'm walking through the locker room, he always pulled me to the side, you know. He just talked to me about life, you know. Not about football, you know. Just talking about my family, man. Just see how they doing, and just see how I'm doing, man. So, man, he mean a lot to me. You know, he's a great coach, man. He don't yell at you, man. He sit down and talk to you, just tell you what things you need to do. And, you know, he's been there since day one, you know, and I appreciate him.
Would you rather be known as a wide receiver or a kick returner?
I'd rather be known as whatever they label me as, man, you know. Because I just like to get the ball in my hand, like I say. You know, I just like to do special things with the ball. And when I get the ball in my hands, you know, I just feel like flashy. So that's why I call myself Flash.
You're one of the few guys probably that have an opportunity to play, have played here, TCF, and the new stadium as well, almost becoming, along with Adrian, the face of this offense. And you feel excited about that possibility over the next 3-4 years here?
You know, it's hard to say, you know. I really don't have a comment for that. You know, I really don't know what to say to that.
Does the uncertainty about coaching staff, players coming back, does it get difficult to perform on a daily basis?
It's not, man. Like I said, this is our job, you know. This is what we live for, you know. We're dreaming out there since we was little, so we can't worry about what's going on in the coaching staff. You know, some of us guys, we know we're going to be here and some free agents. So, you know, we just got to go in and do our job, you know, and do what's best for us and just come out and just perform every week.
Thanks for the
9 a.m.